a real deal. I'll shoot your liver out and hand it to you.
That's tuning in. We are just kind of chatting here in the beginning. We are going to be going live, and we're going to do an interview with Jake Lawson. Here's a Jake. Say hello.
How's everyone doing? Thanks for having me, Nate.
Of course.
Nate with the eight. I like that, by the way.
It's marketable and cool, you know?
I love that. That was a great idea. I don't know if that was like a birth idea or an after fact idea, but I love it all the same.
Yeah, so my degree, I guess, I went to college, and I don't use my degree because I'm sitting here doing interviews and running tournaments. But my degree is in theoretical mathematics and computer science. So
right.
I switched writing Nate to N8 when I was in college because it's easier and I'm lazy. And I was told that mathematicians are supposed to be lazy, so I was just trying to fit in to my peers and be as lazy as possible. So that's the
right.
That's the origin of the N8.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it.
Well,
right, it does work good for pool, so it's a plus.
Yeah, so many people call me Nateball.
Nateball, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, to people in the pool world, it's like, yeah, cool, Nateball, that's cool. And then people outside of the pool world, it's just, oh, you're a cokehead, huh? And it's just like, yeah, I suppose that could be a thing, too.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's no good. Anyways.
Just tell them all, only on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll jump in. Let's start this interview. You are here to talk about your work with the Billiard Sports Network, as well as the junior tour you're starting, but we're going to talk a little bit about everything in your life, not only what you're doing right now, but kind of how you got involved with the pool community and how you got exposed to it. So why don't we start there. To anybody who doesn't know who you are, tell us who you are and how you got involved in the sports, just the pool, the sport of pool itself.
All right, well, my name's Jake Lawson, for those of you that don't know, and I'm the owner of BSN Media. Well, one of the owners, I'm an owner as well, in BSN Media, the Billiard Sports Network, and I also own Breakout Billiards Apparel, formerly Lights Out, which Lights Out Billiards Apparel, which is what a lot of people know me from. And, yeah, I mean, I've been in the pool world, you know, for quite some time now, but, you know, just like most people, I mean, I was a fan, and I bled. You know, and so that's kind of how it started me down this path. And oddly enough, when I was playing, I wanted something cool to wear, and so that's why I started the apparel company. I mean, I was literally sitting in my living room, and I was like, man, I want something cool to wear when I'm out playing. And so I started kind of messing around with things, and then, you know, I came up with this idea, and I started wearing some gear. And then people saw it, and they liked it. And it was never, ever supposed to be anything but like a hobby and something cool for me to do. And it kind of took off, like, a lot faster than I thought it was. So that's kind of how I got into, you know, the industry, you know, at that type of level. And now here we are. And, yeah, so it's been a wild ride, man.
Yeah, and that was the second thing I wanted to talk about was the apparel company, of course, because this is how I knew you, or I guess I knew of you, because we never really spoke until maybe about a month and a half ago or so, but I always knew what Lights Out Apparel was. I mean, the most iconic clothing brands, I won't say any of the other ones, but you can't make a list of the top probably three or four apparel companies without coming across Lights Out, now Breakout.
Right.
Tell us about I guess your rise with the apparel company, and how did you get to where you are now? And as well, just out of my curiosity, why did you end up switching to Breakout instead of Lights Out?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I mean, a little bit of is how it kind of, you know, rose up is really interesting. So, we started sponsoring players very early on. Now, we have a pro player here in Maryland. His name is Sean Wilkie. Not everybody doesn't know him out west, but a lot of people do know who he is.
He's a
he's a great player, and he's turned into one of my best friends now. But a lot of people always thought that Sean Wilkie was our very first sponsored player, but he actually wasn't. We actually started sponsoring a young girl out of the Philippines called Cheska Centeno. I don't know if you remember her or not. And at the time, she was 15 years old, and I was watching videos of her playing. She beat Kelly Fisher in the finals of the Amway Cup.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
That seems okay, right? That seems fine.
That seems extremely good. And so when I was watching the video, I just could not believe what I was seeing, because I'm not used to seeing people at that age shoot that well. And so we started talking to her parents, because obviously there was a language barrier there. And we ended up making a deal with her. And so she was actually our first sponsored player. And she did like a little challenge match with Johan Chua out in the Philippines. So like we hooked up with some people out there and they took some video of the match. She ended up winning, of course. And although I love Chua to death, but that, just something about the Filipino players, I think that it's their, just the way that they play is just so exciting for me. And she was absolutely fearless. And so that was kind of like our first step, because I never even knew about sponsoring players. Like, it was never even an idea for me. And so we got her on board. Then actually Wilkie was the second player. He was out at, he was like at the World Nine Ball or something in Kuwait or something like that. And he reached out to me. And when he came back, we had lunch and then we brought him on board. So then we started going down this path. And then, of course, we had one of the biggest players in the United States on board with us, Skylar Woodward. And, that really kind of leaped us into, the stratosphere, I guess, as far as, some recognition. And, he's been great, obviously. His mom, Deborah, and his wife now.
I heard Deborah has it going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's great, though. She's a huge supporter, and she's, like, huge on social media. So, a lot of what happened, there was because of that whole group. And, of course, then we started bringing other players on, and people started seeing the gear. And so the reason why we ended up kind of morphing and changing into Breakout is because, unfortunately, the situation is we had an agreement set up very early on when I started making Lights Out. And so our agreement was a licensing play, so that we could use the phrase Lights Out. And it was supposed to re-up basically, every 5 years as stated. And, just one of those unfortunate things where the person that we had the agreement with, wanted to change it. And, we had to make a decision whether we wanted to go, and fight it, on a legal standpoint and possibly spend, hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting it. Or do we want to change the agreement based off what they said? And none of those options felt good at all, to me. And, luckily enough, back in 2016, I had come up with two other apparel brand ideas, that I was going to release and just let grow naturally. Like, I wasn't going to attach my name to it or anything like that. So, we had been sitting on Breakout Billiards Apparel since 2016, and I just never did anything with it. And so, after talking to all of our players and, everybody that has been part of, like, the inner circle, everybody was on board, and we decided to say, hey, look, we're going to change one word, from Lights Out to Breakout, and we're going to continue to do what we're doing. We're still going to make sick gear, we're still going to have a family atmosphere in regards to, our players and everybody that's, heck, just the people that buy stuff from us. And it's been real positive. I was scared to death, honestly, when we had to make the decision, because I had to call people like, Allison Fisher and Lori John and everybody that was kind of on the thing and let them know what was happening. And I thought for sure, at least a couple people would be like, yeah, no, we don't want to do that. Because I said, everybody can get out of their contract if they want, just to be fair. and everybody said that they were going to stay on board. So I was obviously pretty happy about that. So that's kind of, you know, what happened from Lights Out to Breakout.
Okay, well, that's a good explanation. Let's move on to, I guess, the real reason that we're bringing you on today to chat with you. You are starting yourself up a junior league, as well as some leagues outside of the juniors and actual some adult leagues, if we'll say. let's start with, I guess, the question of why did you want to switch from being a predominantly an apparel company and a pool shooter to wanting to get more invested actually into the promotion of the pool world?
Well, you know, a lot of it had to do with, so, you know, BSN has actually been around for a few years, so we start really as a streaming company, and so I have a partner in that. His name is Josh Setterfield, and he's from Virginia Beach, and when I met Josh, he was actually streaming a different event in Virginia Beach, and I was able to come in and commentate a match with him. And afterwards, you know, and I didn't know him from Adam, and afterwards he said, hey man, like, you did an awesome job, like, you really knew about all the players and, you know, everything that was going on the table. And I said, hey man, I appreciate it, you know, and he wasn't really big in the pool world at all. And so, you know, we just got to talking, and I don't know, man, something clicked with him. He's a lot younger than I am. So I'm in my 40s, he's like in his mid-20s, and just something clicked, and I just saw, like, a lot of talent in this guy. And so, you know, we stayed in contact for a little while, and then eventually I said, look, man, I think there's an opportunity out there for us on the streaming side of it. And a lot of it is because, and I'm not calling anybody out, but, you know, sometimes you watch streams, and it's tough, right? Like, you can't listen to the commentary because it's not great. You know, sometimes the stream is set up, but it's not ideal. And I'm not saying anybody, but for me, I looked at it and it was frustrating. And so I wanted to solve that issue, at least for us, you know, because I thought I could do a better job. And so Josh and I linked up and we started BSN, the Billiard Sports Network. And so we have been streaming pool matches locally here in Maryland, where I live, and in Virginia Beach, you know, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So we always thought that if we could somehow, you know, run the tournament from soup to nuts, you know, that we could make it the way that we want it to be done, or we could make it the way that it should be done, I guess is the best way to explain it. And so that's kind of where we kind of got into the promotional side of it, because I said, look, man, let's do 6 tournaments this year, you know, and we're going to do 2 juniors tournaments, you know, because I think it's so important, right, that we get the juniors involved. And it's something that I haven't really seen in a long time. I know the BEF has been having tournaments, but, you know, due to this pandemic, a lot of this stuff has been shut. I mean, BEF itself said that they were not operating, you know, during this time. And so I just felt like there's an opportunity here where we should be shining a light on these kids, because, like, look at Chris Robinson, right? Like, he was just in the Moscone Cup. I know that you did an interview for Moscone Cup. And that Chris Robinson, like, is a product of coming up through juniors, like, all the way up into playing at the highest level that you could play. So, like, how exciting is that? And I feel like a lot of these kids that are in this section, right, like, even kids that are, like, you know, 8, 9 years old, like, these could be the future of professional pool. So, like, I was like, man, we should really kind of cultivate this, you know, at some type of level, because it's important, right? Like, at this age, we can show them the way to do it, give them a platform to play, and, you know, and we'll be able to watch them as they go through this process. And so that's why I wanted to get into, you know, you say promotional side of it, but, you know, it's, to me, yes, we're going to promote it and all that stuff, but I wanted to be the guy that can affect change, you know, at any level. And to be able to do that, you know, you have have to have carte blanche of everything that you're doing, right? So we have to be in charge. And so that's kind of where, you know, this whole Dynaspheres Cup was born. And originally we were going to call it the BSN Cup. And we did it that way because when we got a title sponsor, like, we always had the idea that we were going to put the title sponsor in there, right? And, you know, for us, we were so fortunate to come across Dynaspheres. Is I have a personal relationship with them, actually through a good friend of mine, Del Sim, who kind of linked me up with them, and then all of a sudden I became a distributor for them. And so we have been doing business now for a little while, and they have stepped up big time for this event. So, yeah, man, we're beyond thrilled to host these events coming up here. So a lot of people say leagues, a lot of people say tours, but it's really just a collection of tournaments, I think. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do want to touch back on the Dynaspheres in just a little bit, but I want to hear a little bit more about the series of tournaments, the tour leagues, whatever you want it to be. But tell us a little bit more about them. You said you had six of them that you wanted to do. How many juniors? How many of them are juniors, and how many of them are going to be adult open? I don't know the proper way of putting it.
I know, right? A lot of people say, like, pro-am. I just say open pro, right? Because I don't want to deter anybody. Matter of fact, we want the pros to come, you know, but we want, in Maryland here, we have a ton of people who can play really good pool that you may never even have heard their name before. So we want to have that open pro, you know, type feel so anybody can come in and play. But, yeah, we're planning on doing six events this year. And all of those events will be hosted here in Maryland, and it's going to be out of a place called Center Pocket. So Center Pocket is going to be opening up here soon, right before our tournament on February 20th, and they're going to have 24 7-foot diamond tables, and they have 5-9 foot razzing tables in their location.
Wow.
And so that's where all the events are going to be held at this particular year. So it's going to be two juniors, nine-ball championships events.
I just want to know if they have any lodging available that I could just move into that place. That sounds like...
Yeah, right.
That sounds awesome.
And it's nuts, too. So they have been building this kind of from the ground up. So this has been happening over the last year, actually, during the pandemic. And so I have been down there about 5 or 6 times, you know, to kind of, you know, see how the process is coming along. And they're going to have a VIP room in there, which is absolutely sick, because on the outside of the VIP room, they're going to have electronic glass to where they can put, like, you know, whatever you want on there. And inside the VIP room, they have the Rasen Victory 2 Moscone tape, you know, that's the one from Moscone Cup, in that VIP room. So... I mean, the place is absolutely huge, man. It's just absolutely crazy big, and especially for here in Maryland. So, and they have been awesome with helping get everything ready for this tournament. Yeah, but we're going to have two juniors, and then we're going to have 4 open pro events. The open pro events will be 8-ball, 9-ball, 10-ball, and we'll do an 8-ball scotch doubles open pro. And then in 2022, we plan on taking those 6 events and doing 12 events to where we'll put 6 more events on the 9-foot tables. So we're still looking for a location for that one. But yeah, we have plans on trying to make as many events as possible, you know, so players have an opportunity to play, especially right now, right? You know, people are fiending to get out and play.
Yeah, absolutely. I still can't go get past the corner pocket. I want to move in. Who's the owner of the? Who are the owners of that room?
So there's two owners there. The one owner is Tassine, and the other owner is Leah. And they actually used to have a smaller pool hall, which was down the street in Crofton. It was about 5 minutes away, and they only had like 6 tables in there, and it was very small. And so they always had this vision I think Dacine is the one that had the vision, and then Leah kind of came in and stepped in and helped make it possible. But to make this massive place, you know, where there was all these pool tables at, that people can gather and play. And when I say, like, it's a pool player's pool, that's exactly what this is. No live music. You don't have to worry about bands on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock.
No pinball machines.
About the players. Right, exactly.
No pinball machines, no bowling alley, just pool.
Just pool. And so it's, they have really done an awesome job. And yeah, hopefully, man, I know you're far away, but it would be super cool if you came down to one of our events and hung out.
Well, I am great free labor. So anybody ever needs me at a tournament, I am great free labor. You get me there and I'll be the best free labor you've ever had. This pool room sounds absolutely amazing. I'm gonna have to go check this thing out. The center pocket. I'm gonna have to go check this. They got a Facebook page. I'm assuming, right?
Yep, they have a Facebook page. They do have a website, which is being updated currently because of obviously the new location. But they definitely have a Facebook page. So make sure you drop them a like and you can follow everything that's going on. You know, not just with our tournaments, but everything that they're doing out of that location.
Yeah, I mean, this room sounds amazing. I got to check it out. Welcome to you, Del Sim. How's it going, man? Del Sim says hi.
Del the man, Sim. What's up, Del?
So,
he is the reason why I'm hooked up with Dynasphere, so he is the man that made that happen.
Del, where's my hookup? Come on, man. Where's my hookup? I want to get hooked up with Dynasphere. Okay, so let's move on from there, and let's talk about Dynasphere. They are your title sponsor, I believe. You said that they are your title sponsor for 3 years. Is that right?
2 years. So they've come on for 2 years, and they've been super awesome. So we have this distribution deal set up where we can, you know, we help push the product. And the thing about with me, which most people know when they get to know me, is that I don't push anything that I don't believe in. You know, like, I know a lot of people will do it for the money and all these other things, but I'm just not that way. Like, if you're on with me, I have got to, you know, for Dynaspheres, I had to get a set of balls. I had to play with them for a while, and I did tons of research just on the balls itself. I took every single ball, and I weighed them against the Hyperion Cyclops balls, the Aerith balls, like everything that people are playing with currently. Because I wanted to know the science behind it, right? Because you can't just say, hey, look, here's a set of balls, and it plays better than every set that you've ever played with, right? Like, okay, man. You know, like, how do you say that? But the fact of the matter is that it's true. Like, I mean, we've all been, and I'm not saying nothing bad again about anybody else, because I play with everything. But the platinum set for the Dynaspheres is by far the best set of balls I've ever played with. And a lot of the reason is because of the technology. You know, like, the deviation in the roundness is like 0.08 millimeters. So, like, people are like, well, what the heck does that mean? Well, that means the ball is going to stay rounder. You know, I mean, the roundness, not every ball is exactly round. You know, like when you come to the technological part of it, you know, and the weight is another big point in the platinum. Like, there's only like 0.10 something as far as the weight is concerned in grams, 1 gram difference, deviation from any set that you play with. So what that means is, a lot of times, like, for me, I can be playing on a table in a tournament, you know, say there's 24 tables, and I'm playing on one table with one set of balls, and I go to, like, the TV table, and then all of a sudden, like, ball skids on you, or, like, the balls play differently. Like, every pool player will tell you that this has happened to them. And because of the deviation is so low, you're not going to have that with these balls. And I've tested it myself, and it's, I mean, I can't say anything but great things about them. So I firmly believe in them. And so that was the big first step for me as far as getting on board with at the distribution level. And now they have, you know, just shown how great they really are and have been, came on board, you know, for these tournaments that we have just now named. I know you see the logo that says the BSN Dinospheres Cup, but we just named it the Dinospheres Cup, you know, out of complete respect for them and what they're doing for us in this tournament. So, yeah, man, it's we're very, very, very lucky to have so many people involved. Oh, because this is kind of like our maiden voyage, mate, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you're not trying to be a salesman, I'm sure, but you sold me on... I personally have never hit a single ball with the Dinosphere. I'd never heard of them until about a year ago, maybe, when they signed Shane. And I'm like, whoa. You know, any company that's going to come in and go straight for the, you know, the best player in the country, obviously they're looking to make a name for themselves, and they have not made it to Wisconsin yet, so I have not had the opportunity to hit one. Maybe if somebody over at Dinosphere is watching and absolutely just hates money, they can send me some to try. Who knows?
Look, man, either way, I'm going to make it happen for you that we get you a set of Dinospheres. How about that?
Ooh.
Either way, I'm going to make it happen for you. Whether I'm going to make it happen myself... or Dinosphere happen, and it's on air, so I can't get out of it now. So you're good, Nate. You're good.
Anybody who knows me, I am not above free stuff. I love it. It's just send me a big old box of that. No, but it sounds like they as a company, it sounds like they're really doing what it takes to make an inroads. When you think of balls. Around the industry, of course, the Sable is Aramith. They've been around for just so long, and you don't get to be around for so long if you don't have a great product. And there's a lot of other companies that have, you know, you said a couple names. I'm not even going to mention any other names, but the ones that seem to stick around are the ones that actually put back into the game and actually support the future of the game. I know that I don't like buying products at all. In fact, I am very, very astern on this. If the company does not, in some sort of way, get back to the game, I will not support it. I will not play in leagues, different leagues, and I won't even say the names of them, but I will not play in any pool leagues from this company just because I've never seen a dollar give back to the sport that they take from. And if you're taking millions and millions of dollars out of this sport and you're giving nothing back, I refuse to support you as a company. It seems like Dinosphere is doing a great job of giving back to the sport that, you know, they're building a future on. I love to see companies that are doing that. So, I love that they're sponsoring your events.
Like, kudos to them, right? And yeah. It wasn't a small ask from Dinosphere's, you know, I mean, from us to them, because, you know, one of the things, at least here in Maryland, you know, when you have tournaments, and I'm not talking about bigger tournaments like Moscone Cup and some of these other tournaments, but just the tournaments in general, usually you have one sponsored set of balls, right? And that's on the TV table. And then everybody else on the outside tables are playing with whatever balls are in the room. So, like, I mean, it could be terrible, you know? And so when I went to Dinosphere's, I said, this place has 24 tables. We're going to be running matches on every single 24 tables. And they're like, well, what do you need from us? And I said, I want 24 sets of balls, because I want every player to be playing with the balls. So that way, if you play on the TV table, you're not playing with something different. And, you know, without hesitation, they're like, all right, no problem. We got you. You know?
There's nothing
and
worse.
And so it was, you're right. It's nothing worse than doing that. And it was a huge ask, you know, for me to say that to Dinosphere's. And the fact that they've stepped up in a major way. And matter of fact, the vice president of the company is actually coming to the very first event, the juniors event, February 20th and 21st. So he'll be there live in person. And so, like, that just goes to tell you that their dedication to what we're trying to do here, they're all in. And So how can you not feel some kind of way about that? Like, I'm thrilled because here you are, the balls that I play with, and the thing is like, it's not even a hard sell, right? Like, I'm not trying to hard sell. Like, I truly believe in them. So now I believe in them, and the company's going to back me up, and they're going to get involved in what we're doing. I mean, man, it's like a match made in heaven for me, and I'm so happy. Like, I don't even know what to say, but thank you to them, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'll echo that. There's in a couple of the pool rooms in Wisconsin, they have two types of tables. Some will have, we have a couple pool rooms, actually, that have valleys and diamonds, and they switch back and forth between them on the bar tables. But there's a couple that have even, like, red labels and blue labels in the same room. And, you know, you might play a match on the red label, then you play a match on the blue label, and it's just back and forth, and it's just like, But balls are the same way. I mean, we have a couple pool rooms that have Cyclops on a certain table, and then we have Aramis on another. It's just... So the fact that they stepped up big, you know, that's not cheap. 24 sets of balls, that's a lot. So it's great to see that they're stepping up. So let's move on from there. You have the other events. We talked about the six events you're running here, but you hinted at this a little bit, and I think it'd be nice to have you expand upon it. What's the future goal of the BSN with your events? What are you trying to do in the future?
You know, I just think that, you know, anytime you look at, you know, what's going on right now as far as tournaments are concerned and what the world actually has to offer, for us, from the very beginning, all we have been trying to do is elevate, you know, this sport that we love, right? And so the ultimate goal for us, you know, especially at BSN, is just to continue to make it the best possible thing that we can do. So when we're running our tournaments and people come, like, we want them to come back, you know, whether it's pros that are coming to the tournament, juniors, you know, guys that are just right under that pro level that are playing the tournament. We want you to come and have an enjoyable experience, and we want it to be run completely smoothly. And so that, for us, is the main goal, because anytime you have, like, I'm a player, right, so I'm for the players. So everything that we do, you know, we take that into consideration, and even at the production level. So, you know, it's funny, Del Sim was popping on in the chat. He is a guy that not only is he sponsored by Breakout Builders Apparel, him and I have become very close friends. Heck, if you come to my house right now and you stay in one of my rooms upstairs, he's got a plaque on one of the bedrooms that says the Highlander Suite. So that should tell you my relationship with Del Sim, right?
That's awesome.
He's
a funny guy.
He's a funny guy, but he is absolutely one of the best commentators. So, like, a lot of people say Jeremy Jones, right? And I love Jeremy Jones. I think hands down that he is probably one of the best commentators right now in the business. But Del Sim is absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, I consider myself to be pretty good at commentating, and my partner, Josh, he's very good at it too. And we kind of feed off each other when we're in the booth. And then we add Del Sim into the mix. And, I mean, everything just flows so smooth between the three of us. Or even if we, you know, unplug one of us with Del. And so he's been so supportive of not only just the apparel company and BSN itself. Like, he comes down to the tournaments, you know, that we were streaming, and then he would come in and sit in the booth, man, for like 8 hours a day with us when he's not playing his match. And, you know, so for me, when I see people doing stuff like that, it warms my heart, because it restores faith in humanity for me a little bit, you know. And Del is definitely one of the good people out there. And being able to have him, so he's going to be in the booth for these tournaments coming up that we're throwing. And he's even coming down to the juniors event February 20th through 21st. And so he's not going to be playing it. He's just going to come down and help commentate. And so when we continue to have people support us like this, it only helps us to do better. So our end goal, I think everybody looks at Matchroom and says, hey, look, they're probably doing it right now at the highest level. And I think that that's probably true. you know, and so, you know, we don't want to, we don't want to dump 500 grand into it, so we, at BSN, we look at ways to where we can have a very high production quality, so that it almost feels kind of like you're watching that match room, but we try to find different ways to do it, and so for us, we're just going to keep elevating, you know, our stream, and now our tournaments, and so that we hope that it brings the game up as a whole for everybody, right? Because when you start setting bars for people, then everybody that's doing the same thing as you, they only have one choice, right? No, they have two choices. They can either raise their bar, or they can continue to be at the level that they're at. And I think anybody that's a business owner is going to say, like, look, man, these guys are doing it here. We've got to step up our game. And when that happens, I think that it helps the industry as a whole.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think Matchroom is raising the bar on a lot of different things. So I agree with that. All right, so the last question I have for you is if somebody in your area, you're running all of these out of Maryland, so if somebody wants to get involved with one of these, how do they go about doing it?
So right now you can just go on to you can go right on Facebook and make sure that you follow the Sports Network Facebook page. And all of our events are going to be listed on there. So right now we have the juniors event listed on there. And it's got all the information in there. So you can register by sending your payment through PayPal. And then we've partnered up with the Courtyard by Marriott, which is in Bowie, to offer discounted rates on everything that's going on right now for all the tournaments, like throughout the entire year. So you'll be able to contact them directly. And, of course, if anybody has any questions, they can always send us a messenger through our Facebook page. We do have a website at bsncoverage.com, or you can type in bsncup.com and you can contact us through that. But, like, this first tournament for the juniors players, is going to be $1,000 added. It's 100% payout, and there's going to be two different divisions. So there's 14 and under. And then there's going to be 15 to 18. So each division is going to be capped to 64 players. And we've been so blessed with everybody joining on board, not just Dynaspheres, that we have JB Cases, who's jumped on board, and they've agreed to give a case to each winner of each division.
Wow.
And then there's another guy here in Pennsylvania. He owns a company called East Coast Prime Meats. He's a good friend of mine. His name's Tim Tanana. He's agreed also to throw in a $75 gift card for each winner of the tournament, and they can use that. And his stuff is phenomenal, by the way. And then just recently, Brandon Schuff, who everybody knows, is also a very good friend of mine. He reached out to me. He is tied into a company called PoolBillards.co, which is basically a training app. You can sign up for that. He's agreed to give away six total subscriptions, three to each win, like first, second, and third in each division. So
they're the best drills.
Like
their drills, yeah, it's
so crazy.
Phenomenal drills. The best drills out there. I wish they had more, but yeah, they got the best.
Yeah.
Free plug.
Yeah, free. Right. Yeah, free plug. Right.
I don't need. Well, go ahead.
Just saying, like, it's so cool. Like, so when you see stuff like this happening, right, and this is not the only thing that's happened with the juniors event, which really kind of warms my heart, but you see guys like this. Shuff calls me and says, hey, look, man, this is what we want to do. And, like, these guys don't have to do that, but they're adding to the prize pool at the end for the kids, which I think is super important. But not only has that kind of happened with this juniors event, but we had, there's another company here, they're called B&R Productions, and they run like little small tournaments out of a local bar, which is about 15 minutes from me, and they decided, they didn't even say anything to me, they just sent a message out on Facebook, and they said, look, we believe in these tournaments that are coming up by BSN, we're going to donate three spots to the tournament. So if anybody needs, you know, any spots or they can't afford the entry or whatever, just contact us and we're going to put you in the tournament. And I was like, when I saw it, when I woke up, I was like, I was like, I didn't even get a phone call first that this was even happening. I know these guys. But I was like, man, that's what I mean. Like, they already went and put this out there. Like, how exciting is that? And, like, how gracious are they to do that? So I said, you know what? BSN's going to match that. So now we're going to donate 3 entries in, right? And it started this whole thing because then after that happens, there was another company called Baltimore City Fuses Local. They're like, you know what? We're going to put 3 entries in. So now we got 9 total entries. And then a good friend of mine, Rob Metz, says, hey, I'm going to put 2 entries in. A friend of mine, Tina Mom, who's actually, she just moved back here from California. And she's like, I would like to put an entry in. So all these people kind of came forward and like out of the kindness of their heart, because it's juniors and they understand how important, you know, at this level to have these kids in these events to get these experiences, they decided to donate spots. And so for me, man, like, that's what it's really about, right? Like, let's do everything that we possibly can to get these kids involved in these tournaments so they can have the experience of playing, you know, in a major tournament at this level. Because, like, all these pro players, Nate, whether they want to believe it or not, they are absolutely role models for some of these kids that are playing at this level.
Whether they want to be or not, they are.
Well, yeah, whether you want to be or not, you're a role model, so you have to accept that, and these kids are looking up to you. Like, dude, have you ever seen a 9-year-old run out on you? I mean, it is the sickest thing. Like, it's...
It's
demoralizing.
I would never let a 9-year-old do it. Once they got to the 8-ball, I'd just push them over.
And just be like, this is not happening.
No little punk 9-year-old's gonna run out on me.
Like, this is what you see now, man. Like, there's 9-year-old kids that can run out on you. Yeah. They can run out. And like, they can't even reach the table. And they're just slinging balls in left and right. And I've never, ever experienced that. And so for me, I'm like, hey, man, let's make a platform.
We need it, though. We need it. Like, look at some of these European kids that are coming up. By the way, the Q&A podcast will donate 3 spots, too. We got you.
Oh, my God.
We got that. But, yeah, I mean, you look at some of these European kids, and it's just like, oh, my God, they just run out from every – they run out like water, and it's just like, oh. And then we look over at the USA, and we have, like, 2, 3, 4 kids that do that. And it's like, there are kids. And then you look over at Europe, and there's, like, you knock on the door, and 3 kids come out that can run a 4-pack. It's just like, okay, well, where'd this come from? That's fun. We need the infrastructure.
I mean, what's interesting about what you're saying about, like, Europe and some of these other countries, I mean, like, I was talking about the Philippines earlier. Like, it's in their culture, right, to play.
Yeah.
Like, effort is an absolute god over there.
Yeah.
And a lot of these countries, you know, like, I was talking about Qatar earlier, you know, they have billiards federations. Like, Russia has a billiards federation. All these places that are in Europe have a facility that helps pool players, you know, once you get to that top level. And I think that's something that we miss here, because our government, we don't have any kind of anything set up like that remotely, where there's a federation that is involved helping people, you know, the USA players. And I think that, you know, I don't want to say, like, the European players are better, because I don't think that, but I think that
they have better resources.
They have more resources. They have more opportunities, right? Yep. And I think that as a country, if we can somehow kind of mirror that system and get more involved at that level, which what I'm saying at the juniors level here is important, is that if we bring these people up, you know, through the ranks, like we can teach them how to speak, you know, when they're getting interviewed. We can teach them how to act. We can teach them the right things to wear when they're playing in a tournament, how to conduct themselves professionally. You know, like, you don't have to change the, you don't have to flip the whole script when it comes to kids, right?
Yeah.
So it's so important to me, you know, that everybody kind of get involved, you know, at least at some type of level, but especially at the juniors level. You know,
what I think would be cool is how many spots are you guys capping the junior event, or is it just
Yeah, so we're going to cap each division. So 14 and under will be capped at 64. and then the 15 under would be capped at 64. So we're about halfway there right now. So, you know, we still got about 30-some spots left.
What would be really nice...
In Maryland, is typical, you know.
What would be really nice is if we were able to find a way to get all of those 128 spots sponsored. How neat would that be?
That would be huge.
To really show the juniors, like, hey, we want to be invested in your future. How great would that be?
And if somebody stepped up and said that they wanted to donate all the spots or the remaining spots for the tournament, and that would allow whoever wanted to play. I mean, I think that that's awesome. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, because then you have the opportunity.
What would be even better is if instead of, you know, one person coming in and writing out a check, how great would it be to see the actual companies throughout the U.S. step up big and, you know, each donate 2 to 3, 4 spots, whatever it is, and we have 40 companies that come together to do it, and then we actually see the investment of the future of U.S. pool. You know what I would really like to see?
Yeah.
How great would it be to see some of these leagues that have been taking money from all of these players for years and years and years?
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on this. How great would it be to see a couple of the leagues out there that make plenty of money off of these players to actually invest in the future of it and help some of the juniors? They're going to end up playing them anyway, so...
I totally agree with you. Of course, it's funny that you bring that up, but I'm totally in agreement with you. Like, how crazy is it? Do you watch any other sports, by the way? Because sometimes people don't.
Yeah, I'm a big sports junkie. I'm a big golf, football, and basketball follower.
All right, football I could deal with because I'm a huge football fan. This is the only sport, right? In anywhere that's out there where the amateur level is actually much larger than the pro level. You know, like, you take a look at football, the NFL, like, all
yeah.
these guys, they want to get to the NFL because they want to make $20, $30 million a year playing, and they're not making anything in college. And so, like, we talk about pro players at a pro level, how grossly underpaid they are, and they are. Let's be honest. You know what I mean? There's no pool player out there that I know that's making $10, $15 million a year and has tons of endorsement deals, has a shoe line, all this stuff. It just doesn't happen. And the amateur level is so much larger, right? Like, I don't want to say names, but the biggest amateur organization in the United States, much larger than the pro level because there's so many players. I mean, you can walk into any league, man, anywhere in the country, and ask them who the number one player in the USA is, and I guarantee you probably half of them have no clue. And that's
well, I think most of them. I think because of the way the Matchroom has really professionalized the Moscone Cup, I think, and the World Cup of Pool and the World Pool Masters, I think that most players could say Shane Van Boning, but I don't think that you could. I think if you ask them to name three professional players in the U.S., I don't think they could do that. I think they'd be able to come up with Shane. I don't think they could get past Sky Woodward and say three. I don't think they could do it. I think if you ask the, and part of that is, we just have, and it's part of the reason I started this podcast, right? Is we have no good mediums out there to really get information that's happening in the pool world. So unless you want to go through and read through 400 articles on AZ Billiards or, you know, follow 65 different professional players' pages or, you know, a few different organizations. You have no idea what's going on in the world of pool. There's no easy, centralized way of doing it. So, I mean, it's one thing to say these APA players have no idea what... Oh, did I say that? Oops, sorry. They have no idea what's going on in the pool world, but there's no good way for them to get it either. So, I mean, it's a bit of a, you know, it's a catch-22. Even if they wanted the information, where do they get it? And if there's no easy way of doing it, then...
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point, though, right? Like, there's no, you know, like, when you're coming up through high school and you want to play professional football, like, you can go through college. I mean, there's even semi-pro leagues. Like, there is a clear, defined path to get to the NFL. But when you talk about pro pool, there is no, how many times have we heard, how do you define a professional pool player? Like, and a lot of people say, oh, well, if they're, you know, their rate is over this, their Fargo rate is this. Okay, well, that may not be necessarily true. Oh, well, if they make a living, you know, off of playing pool, then they're a flute player. But the fact of the matter is there's so many different answers about it, and there's no clear-cut, defined line. So, like, for me, I think that at the amateur level, there needs to be something else between the amateur and the pro level that almost cultivates players that want to go into that place, and we don't have it. We're missing it right now, you know? And I don't know, man. I mean, maybe I'll come up with something good. I've certainly have thought about it a lot. But I would like to be involved, you know, in that level. You know, I think one of your interviews, I want to bring this up real quick. I think you were interviewing Emily Frazier when I was watching it. And she had some really valid points. So, you know, a lot of the time is just like we can say, like, hey, there needs to be this and there needs to be that. But a lot of it, too, is on the onus of the players. And I think that's where she made a really good point. And she said, look, man, it starts with us, too. You know, like, you know, you need to be on Twitter. You need to be on Instagram. Like, you need to be on all these different platforms marketing yourself. Because, let's be honest, man, like, that's what they do at every pro level. Right? Like, I can't get a hold of friggin', you know, Drew Brees on Facebook. I mean, I might be able to get a hold of him on Twitter. But it's so amazing to me, depending on who you are, like, celebrities, all on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, that's the platform, and it's not Facebook. And you can see the difference, you know, as far as sports are concerned. So I think that at a pro level, that it is a little bit on the players, too, to take the initiative. And use every platform that's available to help progress themselves because they are a brand themselves, right? Like the Jason Shaws, the Shane Van Bonings, these guys, they're a brand. You know, they just don't know it yet.
Well, whether they want to be or whether they're not, I mean, their name holds water, you know, right? So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, that wraps up all the questions I have. And I guess the discussion we can, I mean, I think we had a really good just raw conversation there at the end, which was fun. You're gonna have to get in contact with me about how I'm going to sponsor three spots because I suppose, like you said, it's on video, so I can't get out of it now.
I tricked you into that.
Genius.
That's all, dude, man. I really appreciate that, man. That really means a lot, and I'm sure it's gonna mean a lot to whatever kid gets to play in the tournament.
Well,
now. So yeah, I'll definitely.
At the end of the day, it's almost my job, a little bit with the podcast to whine about the future of pool. But at some point in time, you got to stop whining. You got to do something about it. And you know, the players who sit around and just whine and do nothing about it aren't contributing to the sport. And if I'm going to call those people out, like some of the, we'll say the leagues that I just absolutely crap on in some of my other podcasts, if I'm going to call them out, I got to do my job. So easy decision, step up, I'll help out the future pool. Let's get those juniors some opportunities to play some meaningful pool, and hopefully we'll harvest the next generation of Shanes and Skies and Billies and Tylers and Chris's.
Man, that's awesome, man. Nate, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you to everybody who has tuned in, and obviously a big thank you to Dynasphere's and the rest of our sponsors who are making this tournament happen. You know, we can't do it without you. So it's been fun, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining me. Thank you, everybody out there. If you've watched to this point, consider giving this this interview a share. Help us get it out there to more people. Of course, this is going to be released as a podcast as well, but that doesn't mean that you can't give it a like right now, give it a share, maybe tag a friend, share it to your local pool group. I think there's a lot of stuff that was discussed in here that could be a lot of fun. A lot of things that who knows. Maybe this gets out there to the right person or the right couple of people, and next thing you know, all these junior spots are filled up because people in the industry stepped up and paid some spots off. So how cool would that be?
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to everybody out there for watching. Till the next interview.
All right. Thanks, man. See you guys.
I don't know if we're supposed to be still doing this ad, but I think it's a lot of fun. And from what I've heard, everybody laughs their entire time we do this. So here we are, Manscaped ad. What was that?
That was a lawnmower, you idiot.
Oh, it sounded like a broken chainsaw. Rob, you officially have your lawnmower 3.0.
Yes. But what I want to say, my wife came home the other day. I told her all about the lawnmower 3.0. And, of course, she looked at me with her eyes crossed. She came home. She goes, did a little shopping the other day, came home, and said, I went to Target. You know what I saw? Well, I have no idea, honey. She said, I saw the Manscaped there. Said Manscaped, they're right on the shelf, right out in the open, and it was a picture of a man's face, and he was trimming his beard. And I went, yeah, okay. So I don't know what her point was, that you know you can use this to fix yourself all over the wherever you have hair. But you got hair. Some people got hair all over the place. So, you know, I mean, escape yourself. That's what it is. It's not an escape. It's a like the moonscape, you know, or it's the bodyscape. It's the manscape. It's perfect. Rev up that lawnmower 3.0.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, there. Now have at it, baby. I love it.
All right, Demetrius, you've had an opportunity. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll go with Robin. So I'm going to stick with the let's just stick with the beard and mustache for now. We'll just talk about that. We'll just say that this thing's amazing because I would say this. For anybody, I want you guys to remember what it was like when you first tried a jump cue. You know, up until then, you know, you just were kind of playing with a house cue. You know, if you're maybe had your own two piece cue for the first time and you could jump a little bit. And then somebody lets you try a jump cue, and you're like, man, this thing goes over the ball like it's not even there. That is the difference where it's like totally – this is true. It's small. It's convenient. It's very, very – it's just everything is like really focused. It just does a better – it just does a better job than anything I've seen. And the difference would be compare, you know, what it would be like to, you know, not clear a ball and give a ball in hand. Except instead of giving a ball in hand, if you don't have the right tool, you're like sawing off your nose. It's like you don't want to saw off your nose. And so that's not acceptable. We need to get over the ball here. We need to not give a ball in hand. So I'm of the opinion you need the right tool, and the 3.0 will clear. It'll get the job done.
Was that pun intended?
That was a good one. So how many jump cues have you had, Nate? Did you ever have a cue called the frog?
I actually did. That was my first ever playing cue, because it was
green.
Yeah,
it was called the frog green with a black.
Yeah,
butt.
I had a black one with a green.
Robin Dobson, the frog.
Yeah, I had a black one with a green grip. But I played pool with that for like
a
the first.
A tool like the Manscaped, that would be like the first one you've ever tried.
Well, yeah, it's
because this is the first one I've ever tried.
They're the best.
So it's got to be the best one I've ever tried.
Yeah. Well. Talking points. Fun time. Manscaped is now launched in the UK, so all of my UK fans or listeners can get it as well. Chris Alexander, I gave you a shout out last time. You laughed at me when I did that. I'll do it again. Chris, you could get yourself this if you really wanted to. The Manscaped has...
Yeah.
What?
What's in now, too? It's a 4-day growth, 3-day growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Women come out of the woodwork.
Rob's had to repair his windows 3 times from women, running.
Oh,
themselves
they're peeping in all over. They just want to watch me do it.
Yeah, of course. Weird. The Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team has perfected the greatest ball trimming hair ever created, and just released its new and improved lawnmower 3.0. This third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. When I tell you it's premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. Rob, you can set the mood. You can throw some rose petals down. You can set up some sweet slow jazz, and you can just shave for 90 minutes
at
a time.
Well, where I noticed it for me the most, I mean. I have to take garden shears to trim my eyebrows. That's how old I am. And this thing, it's like one pass, boom, on one side, one pass on the other, and I am slicked right up. My eyebrows are perfect.
Perfect. And Its waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower. One of the coolest features is the LED lights, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. We've also upgraded our 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Let's get that bush to tush clean. Make your testies their besties. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code QITUP at manscaped.com. That is 20% off plus free shipping with the code QITUP at manscaped.com. Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to contribute to the future content that will be made, consider joining the podcast's Patreon at www.patreon.com/QITUP. Becoming a Patreon of the podcast will help to create all of the future content that the podcast will have. Special shout out to Dave Peters, Aaron Taylor, Pete Silsby, Morgan Lupton, Ben Young, Robert Miller, Andy Morse, and Bill Pelham for your generous contributions to the podcast's Patreon. If you ever need any more information on what the Patreon system is or how you can contribute outside of the Patreon, please reach out to the podcast or Nate himself. If you would like to contribute to the podcast for free, consider sharing any podcasts or the podcast page on Facebook itself. Also, leaving a review and a rating if you listen through iTunes. It helps others find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode of the QITUP podcast.